Now. Real people. Real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
The leader in this topic, which is Pornhub, is one of the biggest companies in the world. And they're based in Ireland. I know they don't have a huge office with Pornhub written on the side of it, but I think they're down in the docks somewhere, down there. All their money runs through Ireland. Starbucks, for example. Apple, Google, PayPal, YouTube. They all run their money through Ireland. And because all of that money goes to Ireland, even if we're only getting 2 or 3 euro corporation tax on every euro, or 2 or 3 cent on every euro, it still works out at millions of euro. So we got to be thankful for that and never, ever lose that. So I know we give out about them a lot, that they get away with a lot. They do, because they're in other countries, they pay a lot more. But in saying that, we do benefit greatly from them being here. Speaking of Pornhub, and that's why I mentioned Pornhub, and I hope you're well, because I'm not well after reading this article in the paper, by the way, today about pornography. And I'm sure by now, you and your... Oh, sorry. It's an email here, actually, isn't it, in relation to that article? Yeah, sorry. And it says, I'm sure by now you and your team will have read this article, but I will include some of its findings here so you can read them for us. Our listeners, isn't this wonderful? I don't even need researchers anymore. Or Jane, my listeners are producing the show for me. Anyway, the new research from the Economic and Social Research Institute, the ESRI, finds that the use of online pornography is highly gendered, with 64% of young men and only 13% of young women reporting using porn on a regular basis. It found that people who use pornography were less satisfied with their lives, more aggressive, and had a lower well-being in general. Key findings include that men from more advantaged backgrounds are more likely to use pornography, and that porn use is lower amongst those with religious affiliations, and where there is a greater parental monitoring of behaviour in adolescence. Males from a single parent households are less likely to use pornography, while females from single parent households are more likely to use it. Those with religious affiliations and greater parental monitoring of internet use are less likely to use porn. Now, in the email, it goes on to say, Niall, I find this absolutely abhorrent. We are coming apart at the seams as a society. What you read is in black and white. Single parent households, higher porn usage. Now, the government wants to tear apart the fabric of our society with notions like durable relationships. Oh, we're back to the referendum again. And for what? So we can all become porn monsters? I don't know how you work that one out. Any man who used porn is a pervert. I truly believe that. And I dread to think what he is doing or what they are doing to our young. Patricia Guy. So she thinks that anybody who uses, let's just take out the word man for a second and not make a gender into it, right? But anyway, it is primarily men that use it. Anybody who uses porn is a pervert. That's a bit of a strong word, isn't it? Pervert, Patricia. Now, looking at the info, by the way, the research looks at pornography and its use among 4,500 young adults aged 20 years of age. And it draws from that data from the 98 cohort of Growing Up in Ireland GUI study. This is a group of people who have been interviewed by researchers at 9, 13, 17 and 20 years of age to kind of monitor them throughout that period about their frequency of pornography and how often they would use it. And the study also looked at the individual family and school factors linked to the use of pornography. And there's the research that I just gave you a minute ago. So it's a fact of life, porn, isn't it? You know, I would find it difficult. Anybody who comes on the show tonight and tells me they haven't looked at pornography, I'm going to say you're probably lying. You know what I mean? Like everybody, and I'm going to go everybody, apart from Father Murphy down the road there, everybody has probably looked at porn at some point in their life. They must have. You can't really avoid it sometimes. It just pops up on your screen, you know. Some girl shaking her boobies, you know what I mean? Pops up. Damn, what have I seen, Jane? Oh, my God. I couldn't even go there, Jane. This is radio. The Broadcasting Authority or the Commission of Man, they'd have me closed down forever. They'd have me off the air. Anyway, I want to know, is there anything wrong with it? Because according to Patricia, it's perverted. You know, what was he used to say years ago? You'll go blind. Yeah, you'll go blind if you keep doing that. Little tip for you, by the way. Okay. If you're ever looking at porn and you know, satisfying yourself, and somebody walks into the room, it's an old Billy Connolly thing, and somebody walks into the room, there you are, satisfying yourself, looking at pornography. Somebody walks into the room, the first thing you always say to that person is, I'm glad you're here. Because they won't be expecting that. You know what I mean? If they catch you. You know, they just won't be expecting you to say, I'm glad you're here. Anyway, Billy kind of goes on to tell the story about the mouse crawling up his leg and he was trying to brush it off. Anyway, so are you a pervert if you watch porn? Is it harmful, do you think? On a serious note, is pornography harmful? Is it harmful to a relationship? Or is it beneficial to a relationship? Is it beneficial to your sex life? Is it beneficial to your well-being in general? Let me know what you think of pornography in general. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Jessica. Jessica, hi, how are you?
Hiya.
Hey, I'm glad you're here, Jessica. So, Jessica, is it harmful?
It's like everything. Like, too much of a good thing can be bad. But like, if you just use it, if it's moderate, if you're in moderation, then you're fine. Mm. Unless you're watching 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, then there's a problem.
By the way, can I point out in the research, you're mentioned in the research, not by name. It doesn't say like Jessica in the research, but it does say in the research, right, that for some reason, I have no idea why, lesbian women watch more pornography than straight women.
Yeah, I've heard that as well, and I've heard like the
why is that, do you think?
The main consensus I've heard is that it apparently is more appealing to look at.
For what? I suppose lesbian women looking at women, I suppose, maybe.
No, like, but like, even for like straight people, like straight women, like, apparently it's just more pleasant to look at.
Right, okay. Okay.
Don't know why, but sure, look, there you go.
Yeah, and by the way, interestingly enough, too, the top searches in pornography for men were lesbian women, which is odd. That wouldn't appeal to me at all.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole, like, men, like looking up lesbian thing. Like, even me and my partner, like, sometimes when we're on a night out, we get, like, said, like, oh, why don't you just kiss me? I'm like, oh,
stop. Yeah.
Pardon me language, but, like, seriously, like.
No, yeah, no. So why would you... Well, they want, like, a little demonstration. Could you do a demonstration? Yeah. Prove you're a lesbian.
I go back and like, why don't you go kiss your mate? Yes,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, why don't you over kiss your pal over there with a pint in his hand? So Jessica, like, would you and your partner in your relationship, would you ever watch porn together?
I wouldn't watch it where now, I'd feel like...
Weird?
I don't know. I feel like that'd be a bit weird, yeah. Like, for me, I feel like it's a means to an end. It's a tool. Do you know that way? Like, if Kira's not around, I'll use it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And would you, I mean, do you think people watch it for research purposes? When I say research purposes, you know, looking at it to go, oh, yeah, that's a good, I must try that. Yeah, that looks interesting. Is that part of it as well?
Oh, yeah, I 100% say there is. It's like a digital Kama Sutra, really.
It's a digital Kama Sutra. That's a good explanation.
That's what it is, really. When you think about it, like a WikiHow page on how to...
Yeah, yeah, sex for dummies. But, I mean, yeah. But Trish in Galway thinks it's for perverts.
No, it depends what you're watching. Like, if you're just watching basic stuff, if you're just watching Missionary or something, then, like, no, like, what's wrong? Like, what's wrong with that?
But people aren't just watching Missionary, because porn tends not to be just Missionary.
I don't know what I mean. Like, if you're watching like depraved stuff, then yeah, you're a pervert, and you probably should be.
But they say pornography is addictive, right? And that the more you watch, I suppose the more depraved, if that's the word you use, it has to get. In other words, it doesn't satisfy you anymore just to watch two people having sex. You want to watch two people tying each other up and having sex, or you want to watch two people using objects and having sex, or whatever, you know.
You know, that's where I think, like, it's more or less, like, kind of your kind of control and moderation of it. If you know for a fact that you're kind of going more and more into the deeper end, then, yeah, like, you'd have to kind of look back at yourself and go, what the hell? You know what I mean?
Yeah. According to the research, by the way, as well, women are more likely to read porn, by the way, than men. And men don't have the patience for that because it's erotica. So I think women are more into erotica.
Can't skip a book.
Yeah. I haven't got time to be reading that. Just get to the point. Yeah. I don't want to read about the build-up, the wine and the drinks beforehand. You know, just get to the bit, the good bit. So you don't think there's anything perverted. But hang on, let me just go to Sarah as well. Sarah, hi, how are you?
How's it going, Niall?
Good. Do you watch porn? Yeah, have you watched porn?
Never.
Ah, see, I said at the start of the show, if somebody comes out and said they've never seen porn, they're lying.
50 Shades of Grey, you've seen porn.
Yeah,
I didn't see 50 Shades of Grey.
If you've watched Game of Thrones,
you'd never watch the Game of Thrones. Do you know what film I was watching this morning?
What were you watching this morning?
I swear to God, I was watching a film this morning.
This morning? You've the life, haven't you? This morning.
Right, and yeah. And Cillian Murphy is in it, is what he got the Oscars up for, right?
Yeah.
And there was a bit of nudity in it, and straight away, thank God your show started. Because it went off. There you go.
What went off? The movie?
I turned the film off.
Oh, you turned it off?
Just think it's absolutely disgusting, anyone that watches porn. Absolutely disgusting.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Even the word, even when, I got the text saying that, the subject was going to be on porn, even that word alone, just...
But it's only disgusting if you make it disgusting. It's no more natural than sex in general. It's honestly not much more normal than that. It's only different
but why do you have to watch it? What is the point in watching it?
For me, it's a tool. It's a means to an end. Get you to the finish line.
But surely you can do that to yourself without having to look at porn.
It's a stimulant,
isn't
it, Sarah?
Sometimes you just need, assistance. You know, it's a tool.
Listen, Jessica, you're justifying that because when your girl is not around. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be doing that. That's not
right. I'm really not the only one.
I'm being honest with you. If I was going out with you and I found out that you were looking at porn, I'd get really offended.
Are you one of those people that thinks it's cheating?
No,
it's not cheating, Sarah. If she was going into, say, private chat rooms and paying young ones to money to take their clothes off, I'd say, okay, that's a little bit more intimate. But if she's just watching random porn, as she said, to get over the finish line, well, what's the harm in that?
There's a lot of harm in it. You shouldn't be looking at things like that.
Why?
It's just disgusting,
What's disgusting about sex?
I don't know.
It's disgusting that humans have sex in general, then. Disgusting that we even have sex in general.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, I would sort of think on some lines like that. You have to be in the dark and
really
whatever, that's it, go on, bye, that's it, thanks.
I'm not meaning to insult you, so please don't take it as an insult, Sarah. So are you in the dark, straightforward, missionary, under the covers?
Oh, 100%.
Right, okay.
Oh, no, I need candles and an incense. It's light in the middle.
No, come here. I never forget the time when I only started. I only started going out with my husband, I did. And I never forget. I came back from work and all the lights, and it was real romantic. And I walked into the bedroom and all the lights. And you know, in the back of my mind, I says, I will try and make a bit of an effort. I really, really will try. Within 2 minutes, I was choking on the fumes of the candles. I could hardly breathe. It was main light on. That's it. Go on in, watch the film, get a few munchies. I'm happy. There you go.
Ah, Sarah. Do you know, what? I mean, whether you believe in God or whether you just believe in nature and how we're designed by nature, it's kind of irrelevant which you believe in.
Listen, it's probably my own stuff or stuff like that. I am very shy ever since I was a kid.
No. Forget about the shyness.
No,
right?
It is, Niall. It has to do with that. I know that. My mother used to always say to me, Sarah Jane, will you ever stand up and straighten up and pull your shoulders back?
Yeah,
I'm hunched over all the time.
Yeah, I used to say that to my kids too.
Chested
No, I used to say that to my kids too, just about their posture. Sit up straight at the table or whatever, right? But here's the thing. Sarah Jane, the point I'm making is, God or nature or whatever you believe in has given us these wonderful parts of our body that, stimulate us and give us pleasure. There's no other reason for those parts of the body apart from pleasure, by the way. Well, obviously for procreation or reproduction, whatever you believe in. But I'm talking about the actual stimulation part of it, because reproduction doesn't have to be enjoyable. So, but for stimulation... nature has given us that.
Which and I'll talk to on this subject, seriously.
And I'm just saying, so why would you not?
I know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. It's just not for me. I really, seriously, isn't.
That's look. It's not for everybody. That's fine.
It's not my.
So have you ever seen porn?
What you mean, like?
Have you ever, you know, by accident, even seen it?
No, as I said, I was looking at that film.
That's
like,
hardly porn, Cillian Murphy. It's a bit of nudity.
If you've ever seen any sort of sex scene in any TV show or movie, you're watching basic porn.
I get so very uncomfortable. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't I just don't know what it is. My body just cringes.
I used to feel like that when I watched EastEnders when I was like 7, but now I'm like, oh yeah, it's a kissing scene. Boo hoo.
Yeah, well, I don't
can't believe you watched EastEnders at any age, but this is out of my.
Oh, it's torture when you're a child. You're like, what is it?
Although I do watch Coronation Street. Can you honestly believe, by the way, that Roy is a suspect in murder? Oh no.
Jesus, poor Roy.
Yeah, anybody watching Coronation Street, can you believe it?
Again, I haven't watched that in like 20 years.
Okay, no spoilers, please. Joseph, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Joseph, nice to talk to you. It's been a little while. How's things?
You're not too bad, yourself.
Good. Joseph, pornography. Look, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. You know, it's estimated 60% of the world's porn sites, are estimated to be 428 million pages on the internet. 428 million pages on the internet are porn. It's a lot of pages.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you got to ask yourself the question. If you put up comments on YouTube there about, you know, on something, a lot of your comments are removed. They're quite benign, but you're trying to point out the truth. But they can't remove the porn, and it's there for anybody to access.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is, it's actually a weapon used by design to destabilize countries and civilization.
So you think it destabilizes people? It brings the morals of society down?
Well, that's what it's designed to do, yes.
But are you really somebody who has bad morals if you look at porn? Do you have bad morals if you look at porn? Are you perverted in some way?
You're a victim, and the people who you're looking at are victims.
Let's be fair on that, okay? Absolutely, there are people who are abused, who are forced into it, who are drugged. And I would like to think the porn industry, which is now becoming quite regulated in that regards, I know Pornhub had to remove, going back about 3 years ago there, they removed nearly half of their content because of there was, you know, question marks over age, consent, all this kind of stuff, right? But okay, hopefully porn is becoming more ethical. When I say ethical, they're willing participants, right? So let's leave that argument aside just for the moment, Joseph, because we can have that argument again about pornography and how ethical it is, right? But let's say they're willing participants or paid participants or willing participants who are consenting. Do you still think then it's wrong?
Yeah, because I'm telling you, Niall, that it's designed to destroy civilization. The people behind it. So, for example, our friend, he's dead now.
Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner.
Yes, that was a CIA operation.
Mm-hmm. Playboy, you're talking about. Multi-million dollar industry. Still is.
Yeah, but it was run by the CIA. Mm-hmm.
I did hear that.
Yeah, so when Israel invaded southern Lebanon, they flooded it with porn. I don't know how many years ago it was now. So the whole idea is to basically...
Yeah, but you don't want to be like China in some sort of socialist society where people are not allowed to access pornography. Or access anything, to be honest with you, unless the government approves it.
Yeah, but hold on. You see, there you go. That's real proof. That's a weapon.
Whatever happens to free will? The Chinese know
that that's a weapon and are not going to allow it to be used on their people because they're preparing for war. But they have us completely degenerate along with CIA.
Just to mention, it's punishable by death in North Korea. You're doomed, Jessica.
Yeah, they're not stupid. They know. I mean, these are evil regimes, but the reality is they want their troops ready. They're not going to have them burnt out from watching porn.
Yeah, but surely somebody shouldn't be sentenced to death for looking at a bit of porn.
Yeah, that's why the Israelis flooded Lebanon. They took all channels off the television and 24-hour porn. to...
Well, I tell you one thing. When I was in China, the amount of underground nightclubs that was there, where every walk's a life, where everything and anything going.
Well, this is the problem, Joseph. If you turned around and tried to regulate something like that, or ban it, for example, as maybe you would suggest, it would just go underground.
Yeah, but I just said to you at the start, if you go on to most platforms, Google, making comments on any media articles, some don't even allow you to make comments, and the AI is turned off full blast now. You can't make any comments against Islam.
Oh, I know.
You can't make any comments against the Jews. You can't make any comments against homosexuals or pedophiles or anything like that. But you can put up porn, no problem. So that tells you they can control the internet. It's controlled.
Well, that's a different type of censorship. When you're putting up, I suppose, you know, what some people would class as hatred. And then, you know, and by the way, private companies, like be it Twitter, Facebook, or wherever it is, as much as I appall any type of censorship whatsoever, right? But they are private companies. They do have a right to remove anything that you put up. You have no rights.
No, they do.
They're private companies.
No, they play both games. They know what they're doing. It's a complete
control. Hold on. I'm not disagreeing with you, Joseph. They absolutely know what they're doing. Twitter did it for years until Elon Musk took it over, okay? And unfortunately, Twitter seems to be slipping back into it again, particularly in Europe, right? But what I'm saying to you is they are private companies. They do. I mean, if I open up a social media company tomorrow and Joseph is the King of England, I am quite within my rights to say I don't want anybody posting about Joseph the King of England. Do you know what I mean? So it's my social media company. I can do what I want.
No, you know, you see, that's where you got it wrong. And they've abused their position. They were never meant to be editors. And they are being editors by doing that. They're breaking the rules.
And by the very notion of that, that's why there's so many court cases at the moment, because they are becoming editors or moderators. They're essentially providing a platform that they moderate. So essentially, if they do leave stuff up now, they can be sued. Whereas before, they were meant to be like a phone company, whereby a phone company don't have any control over what you talk about on the phone. Okay, sorry, Jeski, getting back to the porn. Jeski, you want to say something to Joseph about porn there? Go ahead.
Well, not even Joseph, but just people in general. Like, to anyone who says, like, oh, it's perverted, it's this, it's that, it's the other. This type of stuff has been around for centuries. There's caveman drawings of it, for feck's sake. So how is it in 2024, it's still considered depraved? Were the cavemen depraved when they drew it then?
I mean, Joseph, you know as well as I do, you know, the Gestetner printing press, you know, obviously paved its way through life, or... through development, because of pornography and the Bible, of course.
Look at what's the name of it?
Which?
Oh, I can't think of the name of it. It's your one. I know, I'm giving a lot of detail. It's your one with the shell. I can't think of the name.
Who?
I think it was Michelangelo. Venus.
Oh, yeah. It's the statue of Venus. Yeah.
Or even, look at.
I know. Joseph, I think Jeska makes a good point. Pornography has been around since the dawn of time. You know what I mean? And as I mentioned to you already, the very reason that we developed the printing press was for two reasons. Was for the Bible and pornography.
Joe, isn't there a famous painting there as well? Just that Jeska tipped on there about the statues and the... I remember in art, there's a famous painting where this famous king is sitting around with all these...
Naked women.
Women and their nude. It's a big famous painting. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the painting?
I'm trying to remember this. It'll come to my ear. Somebody will text it in. But there's loads of them. So, Joseph, the argument that you believe that, I mean, obviously the internet has made things easier. Technology has made things easier. You know, movies, since they come out, made things a bit different. Of course, you had the sexual revolution way back 40 years ago. Hang on, let me just finish. Let me finish it. The sexual revolution, Joseph, in America, going back in the end of the 1960s, 1970s, with Linda Lovelace and that famous movie Deep Throat, which kind of kicked off the porn industry in America. So, I mean, there's nothing different now to the way it was thousands of years ago, except the technology involved. And the distribution.
That's not true, though. I mean, the reality is, before this, going before there was photographs and moving pictures, right? That's what they call movies, by the way. The ordinary person lived a normal life, just eking out a living. It was only the wealthy, obviously wealthy, that could pay an artist to draw a picture, you know, a picture of whatever they wanted, and they could hang it up in their private house, whatever. The reality is now, nobody is safe from it, young or old.
When you say nobody is safe, you're making it sound like it's dangerous to us. I don't think it's like, affected Jessica.
I just told you, Niall, it's funded and designed to be a weapon. It's a weapon of mass destruction.
Pornography.
Yes, that's what it's designed to do.
I know you would get that far. Now,
real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.